Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it no matter what the people say.
No matter.
They don't even know.
They don't know you at all.
Die before you let them stand in your way.
We're back at 12 after. Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, Atlanta Rhythm section there, telling you that life is a gamble. Small business is a gamble. And small business owners, one of the things I love about you is that you're, like the song says, you do it or die. I mean, you made up your mind. I heard one of the, well, let me get our guest in here. I want him to comment on some of the things that I'm about to say. It was really important. And some of the things that we heard from small business owners this week. Giovanni Cortola, ladies and gentlemen, you know him very well. He's the Director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and a great friend of small business. Giovanni, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be on board with you again. And I tell you, you do a terrific job there. Thank you for having me on board.
Well, I appreciate you. You're a good, important member of our brain trust. Giovanni, I was just talking to the audience about, and I have been all week long, about how much fun it is to see small business owners here in Washington, D.C., celebrating Small Business Week and seeing the lights come on in their eyes when they talk about their business and seeing them furrow their brow when they talk about the things that are challenging for them. And I was just listening to some of the small business winners last night who made a few remarks at the closing gala, and it was so much fun to hear them reflecting on how hard it is. At the same moment that they're talking about how hard it is, the toughest job they've ever had in their lives was being a small business owner. One guy said, "It's the toughest job I've ever had. I've never worked harder, and I've never been paid less."
Well, that's true.
Then he said, "But I wouldn't have it any other way." And he said that, you know, you felt like he'd fight an army to be able to continue to be a small business owner.
Oh, I tell you, there's absolutely nothing small about the passion in their hearts, and there's nothing small about the risks they take. You know, they call them small business owners, and I was one at one time, but there's nothing small about the challenges they face on a daily basis.
Well, the only thing small about us is the number of employees.
Oh,
maybe,
absolutely.
Maybe the top line of our operating statement, our P&L. And also probably in the size of the salaries of the CEOs, maybe that's the only thing that's small. But in terms of heart, in terms of courage, in terms of dedication, in terms of the contribution and the impact that's made on the U.S. and the global economy, there's nothing small about small business, is there?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. It is just phenomenal to see all that energy in one room. It's really enlightening.
Well, one of the things that I know you guys at the U.S. Chamber, you guys get that, and I know you work tirelessly for small business, and I'd like for you to talk to us. I know one of the things you work on a lot, Giovanni, is our regulations, helping to minimize the impact of regulations on small business owners. I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit about what you've been doing.
Well, I tell you, a lot of people don't realize there may be 300 or 400 laws passed a year, but there are 4,000 regulations passed generally in a year, which
each law has about a 1,000 babies that it produces.
Exactly, and that's where the regulations stem from. But the thousands of regulations that are generated by the agencies have very little checks and balances, as do the legislative system, and these impact small business tremendously. $843 billion a year, and that's what it takes businesses to comply with regulation.
You know, and as you know, the Office of Advocacy over at the SBA, Tom Sullivan's shop, Chad Moutray is the chief economist there, good friend of yours and mine. He breaks that down per employee per small business, and he says that amounts to almost $7,000 per employee per small business just in compliance with regulations. Never mind taxes, never mind, you know, anything else, just to comply with regulations.
And yeah,
that's almost double what big companies pay, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And, you know, we've worked very hard to try to stem that. You know, it would be great if we could sunset all these regulations and start anew, because once they gain a life of their own on the books, they stay there. And we've tried very hard to change some of them, to bring some of them up to date, and to make small, you know, make the agencies more small business friendly when they, you know, finalize these regulations. Yesterday, we actually had a small business owner, a manufacturer, Howard Will, fly in from Illinois to testify at a small business hearing on what we can do to make regulations more friendly to small businesses. And OMB, the Office of Management and Budget, two or three years ago opened up a process by which we can they would collect nominations from all the stakeholders, including U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and impose them on the federal agencies to review and change those. And this was what the hearing was all about, and we were very proud to have somebody involved in that.
Well, good for you for bringing a bona fide voice in from outside the Beltway to tell these guys how things really are. You know, Giovanni, I want to road test on you something. I've kind of launched this morning. Today I've actually launched my campaign for president for 2008.
Okay,
I'm running on the Small Business Party, and I have one plank in my platform, and that is that when I'm president, every member of Congress and every head of every department or bureau of the United States government has to have breakfast with a small business owner at least once a week.
Well, Jim, you got my vote.
You think I could get elected on that platform?
Well, I think you'd have about 23 million votes out there of the small business owners. That,
well, and don't forget the 60 million, 70 million employees that they have.
Absolutely. I think they all kind of sympathize with the fact that government just does not get it sometimes, and they have a mind of their own. Well, we really have to make an effort to make sure that they hear our voice.
Well, absolutely. And so anyway, that's my new campaign. I've launched it today, and I'm going to be road testing that. I'll be out there in New Hampshire and Iowa in the early caucuses and everything, Giovanni. And so, I'd like to make, you know, maybe you could consider being my vice president. What do you think?
Well, either that or your campaign manager. I'd be very happy to.
You know, one of the things that there's a word that's a very ominous word, folks, that I'm going to introduce to you right now. You probably heard of it before, but if you haven't, I'm going to mention it to you when we come back. We're going to remember. Giovanni was talking about the laws that beget regulations. Well, the word that causes that is the word promulgate. And I remember when I first really understood what that word was. It was about 25 years or so ago. I found out I'd heard the word before, but I didn't really know what it meant. But I heard about it. So when we come back, Giovanni and I are going to talk about the word promulgate and how that actually hurts you and me in our small business. Stay with us. 20 after. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 of the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and still broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., I'm continuing to celebrate Small Business Week, even though the official festivities are over, folks. As you know, I celebrate Small Business every day, and somebody else who does that is our good friend and our guest this half hour, Giovanni Cortolo, the Policy Director for Small Business at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Giovanni, I know you're like me. You celebrate Small Business every day, and I'd like for you to give us your website, please.
It's www.uschamber.com.
And, folks, I encourage you to check it out and to participate in your local chamber as well. Most local chambers, Giovanni, are members of your chamber, aren't they? Of the U.S.
They are. They are. And small businesses have to realize you have to belong to an advocacy group. There's just absolutely too much going on in Washington not to. By joining the chamber, you've actually hired 300 of the top lobbyists in Washington on your payroll for a very, very small price.
Yeah, it's a good. And just to get the information, folks, that comes to you, I wouldn't say filtered, but basically aggregated for the small business audience, to get that kind of information that Giovanni's organization puts out, that's worth the association, besides the fact that you get to say that you know a guy named Giovanni Cortolo. I mean, It doesn't get any better than that.
Well, I take calls every day from our members, and there's no worthy time that I have is to talk to a small business member that has a problem or needs information.
Giovanni, I used the word promulgate a minute ago, and probably somebody said, "Hey, I thought this was a family show." And folks, if you looked it up, you realize that it's not a four-letter word. But you know, Giovanni, sometimes it becomes the product of the promulgation becomes a four-letter word because as I said earlier, 25 years ago, I kind of was introduced to that word this way. I was in the syndication business. And there was a new tax law that, you know, as you know, in the 80s, there were many tax laws passed. And I asked a CPA one time as I was a young pup in those days working in that industry. And I said, "Well, how about this new tax law? What do you think it'll mean?" He said, "Well, the law doesn't mean anything until the IRS promulgates it." And what he meant was the IRS will take the essence of the law and they'll promulgate it, make all these different rules and regulations, and they'll publish a book months and months after the law is passed, and you and I don't have to comply with the law. We have to comply with the regulations that were promulgated by those agencies from that law. And Giovanni, that's what we have to, whenever we read in the paper about some law and it sounds like we want it to, you know, the way we want it to sound, we like it or we don't like it, what we need to realize is that over the next several months or a year, that's where the devil gets in the details, isn't it?
That's exactly right, Jim. Congress gives a great deal of latitude to the agencies in defining how that law will be implemented, and that's exactly how the cost factors that will impact small businesses is when that law is promulgated, when the law is actually defined by the agencies, that will determine what the small businesses will have to do to comply with it. We have a number of laws on the books right now that really don't fit real-world situations. Family Medical Leave Act, where they,
right,
they've defined it to allow one-hour increments, where employers have to file voluminous paperwork in order to accommodate an employee leaving for 1 hour. And you got to remember, that law gives employees the right to take 12 weeks of unpaid leave during a 12-month period. So, I mean, that's one where you know, there's a great deal of need to try to bring this up to date. A lot of different regulations on the books. We had our small business member that came in yesterday to testify. It was on one standard that is 30 years old, and it impacts his business. And they had a new standard that's readily available, and yet the OSHA will not change that 30-year-old standard, even though the new standard is safer and better. So these are the types of things that we confront the agencies with on a daily basis.
You've got all these nooks and crannies in the laws and the regulations that need to be updated that aren't. And, of course, that's the kind of thing that organizations like the U.S. Chamber are working on. And you know, Giovanni, the thing that's important for us to understand is that the laws are passed by politicians who then pass a law, get it done, you know, they take a victory lap and they move on to something else. But whenever the things that you and I have to live with, the people we talk to about those issues, if they're hurting us, for example, those people aren't elected at all. They're career people, aren't they?
They sure are, and there's something called unintended consequences,
right,
that are never foreseen. And
I like to think of it more like collateral damage.
That's another way to look at it, but that certainly is something that we have to deal with on a daily basis, as do the small business owners.
Right, right. Well, Giovanni, I got 30 seconds. What's the last thing you'd like to tell us about what you guys are up to these days at the Chamber?
Well, we're really fighting hard, especially in the regulatory bodies. It doesn't get much recognition, and I appreciate the opportunity today to highlight some of the things we've done. Legal reform is huge. Healthcare, the number one issue. Our small business manufacturer that came in, that's what he mentioned.
Healthcare. We got to get AHPs, Association of Health Plans, done this year. Giovanni, thank you for that. USChamber.com, folks. I encourage you to join your local chamber and participate with the U.S. Chamber as well. Thanks, Giovanni. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
quick break, right back with our good friend Rebecca Banick, the Texas Small Business Person of the Year. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.